one moment.
Bring him to me.
Let's find out where he is. If we find him, we can end this.
I say we jump now!
Man the boundaries, protect us!
I have to go back, haven't I?
It's a suicide mission.
Okay, here's the deal. Here we are after 10 years of filmmaking, 4 directors, billions of dollars at the box office, and 8 movies. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 proves to be one of the best films in the series. As a traditional story, it's not easy to follow, so don't jump into the franchise now if you haven't seen any of the other films. But for those who have been eagerly awaiting this final chapter, it is simply brilliant. Being the last part of the 7th book, Deathly Hallows Part 2 is all third act, lots of action and very few slow points. We finally see what happens when Harry Potter goes mano-a-mano with Lord Voldemort. Deathly Hallows Part 2 is one of the most faithful adaptations in the series, with thrilling action sequences and fantastic effects. It does everything you'd want from a final chapter, inciting the audience to cheer, cry, and sit on the edge of their seats. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 gets 4.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.